Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 3rd of October 2011. All of the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So a London shopping centre has ordered some piezoelectric paving slabs. Yes, these are kinetic paving slabs that when you walk on them, they generate electricity enough to fuel the whole place. The London retail hub gets around 30 million shoppers a year, so that's plenty of movement to harvest, and it's going to be one of the main traffic crossings between the London 2012 stadium and the shopping centre itself. So that could generate 2.1 watts of electricity per hour from every person that passes. Very good. Google has come into a London store as well, as they've dived in the Currys and PC World Superstore in the Tottenham Court Road to try and sell Chromebooks. They're going to give you the Chrome experience. There's people on hand in purple shirts who are trying to help you as well, and you'll be a Chrome convert by the end of it. Or not. Now, do you remember the mass piracy lawsuits that went around America, and then we had them here as well, and there was the Lions thing, which everyone got upset over and the two solicitors got banned from? Well, congratulations, Australia, it's coming to you. A firm called the Movie Rights Group is sending out and looking for details of 9,000 Australians. So if you've been downloading movies illegally, or if you've just been behaving yourself and they might have thought that they've caught you, expect a letter soon demanding money with menaces. Hopefully you can write to your Member of Parliament, and hopefully the courts will do exactly the same thing as they have in America and the UK and tell them to get stuffed. Firefox 8 is now available. Despite the fact that Firefox 7 was only released last week and was straight out there, you can get the beta version of Firefox in 8 right now. Go to blogmozilla.com/future-releases/2011/09/30/Firefox Beta 8. Samsung have released the Galaxy Tab 7 Plus. It's trying to get over its problems with patent infringement with Apple, and they've offered a solution as well to try and calm things down. Whether it will get taken or not, we don't know. But Tim's a bit busy the next couple of days. But you can get this one. It's going to come out available with Honeycomb as well, so you can get all the latest stuff. And it's got a micro SD card slot, Wi-Fi, 3G HSPA, and Bluetooth 3 and USB 2 as well. Ooh. Kodak are pursuing the mini camera. Since the demise of the flip, they obviously believe that there's a gap in the market, so they've released the waterproof Playful. Yes, it hasn't got a code name, it's all it's called, the Playful. It looks rather nice, actually. It's not bad at all, and it's waterproof, so you can play with it underwater. Including the title. Apple has outed the iPhone 4S. Now, we all thought we were going to get a 5, but I always said we weren't, and it's rare for me to be right. But you're going to get an iPhone 4, which is going to become the cheap end version, and you're going to get an iPhone 4S. If that remains the same, I'd like to personally thank Tim Cook for saving my marriage, because if a 5 had come out, I'd have had to buy one, and my wife would have therefore had to divorce me. Cheers, Tim. Also, don't expect an upgrade to Apple TV this week, because they've officially announced that they're going to launch it in 7 new European countries. I suppose they could be launching the new one, but Belgium, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Sweden, Denmark, Norway and Finland are all going to get it. It's going to be €119, including the VAT in Finland, which is quite expensive. And also, there's going to be an additional £29 for an Apple Care charge for it. If you're in Norway, it's 849 kroner. Stay away from the euro. And in a further development making sure that the classic is going to die, Apple have removed iPod click wheel games from the iTunes store. They are no longer there. They are a non-entity. They are a dead game. Yes, take it away. I'm afraid if you want one, now's the day to buy it, because tomorrow morning they'll all be gone. And finally, if you've got 30 iPads that all need charging at once, then we've got the device for you. It's the Griffin Multidock. Yes, it'll take 30 iPads and charge all of them all at once. I'm guessing unless you're a hotel or a real Apple fanboy, then this is not going to be the device for you. So go and get it. The price is $1,799.99. It's a bit of a con as well, because actually it's a 10-way charging station and you just daisy chain three of them together. But don't worry, it doesn't work out cheaper to buy three of the others. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be broadcasting live from the Elmug event tomorrow night, the 4th, at the Wood Pub in Marylebone. So all you have to do is get yourself down there and you don't have to find out a feed. Also, Don will be doing Mac Break Weekly from there. I'll be there and we'll be doing a live show after that, and we'll be reviewing everything that went on with Steve and having a big old discussion, and we'll be having some fantastic Thai food and plenty of really good beer. We'll be back again on Wednesday, hopefully, if Carl manages to get to do the show, but I'll be tracking across London going back to work, so I'm going to be struggling, I'm afraid. Failing that, we'll see you on Thursday night for the big show, and then we'll see you on Friday for Broadcast Friday, as always. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.